Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. Okay. We want to understand the name of Allah Hakim. The question is, why didn't Allah make everybody rich?
Because if everybody was rich, then there would be no purpose in life. Because the main purpose of life is to worship Allah, and then He puts you through a series of tests to show that you're actually worth.
Those are tests of Islam.
Yes.
Yeah. What you said is right, but it's not the answer to the question. Why didn't Allah make everybody rich? The statement you made is correct, but it's not the answer for this question. Huh?
Contrast?
No. Huh? Did I get your name and phone number here?
Oh, you didn't get our phone
number. And email. Okay. Allah says in the Quran that He did not make everybody rich because they will corrupt the earth. They will corrupt the earth.
That's why they have the rich and the righteous, the poor and the righteous, the poor and the ignorant, yes. And the rich and the ignorant.
Yes. But why didn't Allah make everybody rich? Because He said in the Quran now, this is the wisdom stated clearly in the Quran, so you don't have to guess. Allah said, if I would make everybody rich, then the earth will ruin. They would ruin the earth. They would ruin the what?
Earth.
Another thing that is going to be a problem is that this life is built on pyramid structure. The leaders up,
the light is
and it keeps going down. The leaders is up and it keeps going down. So now, if everybody is rich, then there will be no pyramid structure. So people will not go to work.
Wait, is it four though? Like rich and righteous, poor and righteous?
No, that we covered this one. But okay. Now I'm asking, why doesn't Allah make everybody rich? Huh? Because?
If they will corrupt the system.
They will corrupt life on earth, and life of earth will be?
Destroyed.
Impossible. That's right. That's right. And also the pyramid structure will fail. The pyramid structure will fail. Okay.
Anything else?
Where is it?
On the back.
Okay. And then the pyramid structure will fail. You got this part right?
Can I get a tissue?
You got this part right?
I got tissue.
Okay. Now, why people are going to ruin life on earth? Because people are going to turn into spoiled brats. Okay. Allah. Okay. Yeah. Allah knows that people are going to go and become spoiled brats. Let me give you an example of your father. If your father gives you everything you ask for. Okay. If he gives you everything you ask for, then why bother going to school? Why bother getting a job? Why bother? So you will have your time to do what?
Anything you want.
Yes. And then you have free time. You fill the free time with?
Activity.
Entertainment activity. And then entertainment activities can easily be turned into haram activity.
How so? Be playing soccer a lot, turn into being something haram?
No. What is haram? Like watching bad movies, like having bad parties.
Oh.
Okay, so people are going to become spoiled brats. So if I, how did you do?
She just asked for like 3-4 ayahs, and then what? She asked for me.
Can you remember said 2 or 3 ayahs?
Okay.
From the end.
Okay,
from
three.
The end. Okay.
Recite 3
ayahs. Yeah, 3 ayahs, and I memorized. Oh my God.
Can you just recite the 3?
Can you please respond this talk to the lunch hour? So, got that part right?
Yeah.
So, Allah, if your father gives you everything you want, you will turn into spoiled brat, and you wouldn't want to work, You wouldn't want to get a college degree and you just want to spend your time having fun. This is why, and then you get depressed, by the way. A lot of rich people, many rich people are depressed.
Because they don't have anybody in their life.
Because they don't have, their life doesn't, they don't help other people, basically. They just spend the money, like doing drugs or doing whatever, and they don't help other people. And many people got corrupt because of money. Like, for example, Home Alone Boy. The Home Alone Boy?
Oh, Home Alone.
What is this? McCulloch? Something?
McAllister.
Mr.
McAllister.
Yeah.
Such a funny movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I wish that happened to me.
But the question is, the question here is what? The question here is that he didn't have, he was rich and have everything.
He wasn't rich.
He was rich.
Yeah, he was. He had a big house.
He was rich. He became a rich child. And that ruined his life because he started doing drugs. Now
another
he is
like that?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, but another person like
maybe
that?
Another person like that?
The guy that hanged himself because of the person.
The one who did the movie Back to the Future. He also did the same thing.
I never watched that movie.
Another person who's a really good
guy. You guys, can you just let him finish?
He didn't. I mean, he went into corruption. He became corrupt. So, go ahead.
How about the guy does those funny movies with Adam Sandler and that guy that had white hair?
Yeah, that's not our concern now. We're concerned is just to give you examples of how the wealth destroyed the life of people. Got that part right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've experienced a guy that I knew like 20 years ago. And this guy, basically, his dad gave him like a very fancy car and a credit card to spend as much as he wants. Okay? And cash. So this boy didn't want to study, didn't want to go to school. He said, what?
I'm loaded. Who needs school?
Yeah, who needs school? I have everything. And then
this.
Our advice to his father that he should take away these things that he gave to him because he's spoiling his kid.
And then he used it all.
So now do you understand why Allah does not make everybody rich?
Wait, so he killed himself because he had so much pressure? Or what?
No, he did not kill himself. His father listened and he started taking away the credit card and the car and things like that. So the boy became motivated to work and to get a degree. Got it?
And then he got the credit card back.
So, talk about the one who we just mentioned.
Okay.
Allah is... People get angry. People get angry at Allah. Mainly because of the distribution of wealth. Distribution of wealth or distribution of rizq. Distribution of rizq.
Go cook some burgers.
What is rizq?
Oh, rizq
is
wealth.
A rizq is everything you get from Allah.
Okay.
So that's like provisions. Is it provisions spelled right? Okay. Yeah. So just like provisions. Okay. Or supplies. Supplies. So some people get less provisions than others. Mm-hmm. Like I can tell you there are people. Please uncover your face.
Oh, okay.
People don't have the same provisions, do they?
No.
People don't have the same risk, do they?
No.
Some people have lots of risk, which are called rich people, and some people have
minimum.
Like if you, for example, go to like a poor part in Africa, a poor city or town in Africa. And then you see the people over there. They have nothing, really. They don't even have a tap water. Sometimes they don't have a clothes. Okay? So those people, if you compare those people to you, for example, then you will see that there is a big difference in what? In rizq. Okay? There is a big difference in rizq. So people don't have equal rizq. And people get mad at Allah and get angry at Allah for this. In Surah...
Well, why don't they just go to McDonald's and make money? Because jobs are scarce in Africa.
I don't think they have McDonald's in a little village in Africa.
There are people who don't have simply live the entire day on 25 cents. Okay? And I know people like that. They eat nothing but bread and salt.
They eat salt plain?
Yes, with the bread. They touch the with these, they let the bread touch the salt and then they eat it.
Are you trying to kill us or something? That would taste terrible. That would be terrible.
Well, that's yes. Really what they have.
This is
but
all
yeah,
what they can afford. If they want to eat desserts, they use bread with sugar. And that's their dessert.
Bread with sugar is actually really good.
It is.
Yeah, but sugar is like really scarce in those kind of places.
Anyway, they don't get to eat like meat
ice cream.
Or vegetables.
A lot of that bread and salt and
some people die in the poor parts of Africa, for example. People die because they cannot afford a 50-cent shot.
Really?
Yes. A 50-cent. They don't have 50-cent to pay for a shot. So they die...
Shot?
Because like immunization.
Yeah.
Immunization shot. They die because of that. Now, compare this to you here. You have much more risk than they.
That's
people get mad at Allah. Especially when poor people look at the life of rich people. Huh?
They're like,
when the poor people look at the life of rich people during and the television. Especially in the television. The people get mad. They see a garage, they see a house with a garage, while they live like a father, mother, father-in-law, mother-in-law, husband, wife, and kids, all in a place as big as the garage. You believe that? So they get frustrated and they get angry that Allah is not giving them supplies. So, the bad human...
If they want it, then just build it themselves.
So, yeah. So, the bad human tells to Allah... So, the bad human, after you finish this. The bad human, when Allah gives them rizq, when Allah gives them rizq, they say, yes, of course, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, I deserve it. It's my talent and my hard work. I deserve that. Okay? Allah did not do me any favor. Those are the bad guys. And when they don't have, Allah doesn't give them supplies, like enough supplies, they get mad at Allah. They say, what is this? Allah doesn't know what he's doing. This person is like dumb, and I'm smart, and he has more than what I have. Go ahead.
I thought usually, like, you know how those, what you were talking about before, those little huts things? Why don't they just make more of those? They live next to trees, you know. They live next to trees. Why don't they just make more?
They don't have the tools to make the glue.
Okay, and
use
then...
mud. Like,
and
what
then,
they use
look,
in olden times.
They still have, you still have better than what they got.
Yeah, that's true. You can get better, but at least it's
you know, when the Allah takes money away from the bad people, they feel very mad and they start accusing Allah. Allah is insulting me. Allah doesn't know what he's doing. How come he makes me poor and this dumb guy, ridiculous guy, stupid guy, bad guy, rich? Okay?
Which one is he talking about?
People around him. So he looks at the people, rich people around him, and he says that. Now, this is what you need to know. Is that the bad humans, when they get the money, when they get the money, they what?
Waste it.
Yes, but they say Allah knows what he's doing. He didn't do me a favor. I earned this money because I deserve it. Allah loves me, and I deserve it. How about bad guys? How about when they get poor?
They're like,
they accuse Allah. So when they get rich, they don't thank Allah. When they get poor, they are not patient, so they started accusing Allah. To the level that in Egypt, there is a saying that Allah gives the earrings to a person without ears. That's a very, very bad example because it's a big insult to Allah. They say Allah gives the earrings to a person without ears. It means that Allah does not know what he's doing. And many people are thinking that way. Many people are thinking that way.
How many people are for you guys?
Many people thinking that way. And before I've told you the story of Thu'aylaba. Remember Thu'aylaba?
No.
When he kept... Huh?
No.
Can you briefly say what is...
He asked the Prophet to pray for him so that he would have more wealth.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he finally got the wealth, he didn't care about giving zakat.
Yes, he gave up. Yes, that's right. That's right. So the money basically spoiled him. Allah chose to make him poor. But he didn't like it and he kept nagging to get rich. When he got rich, he got spoiled. And when he got spoiled and stingy... And when he became spoiled and stingy, he walked away from Islam because he didn't want to pay zakah. He said, zakah is the taxes of slavery. Go tell your friend, which is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are taxes of slavery. So the guy told him, isn't Prophet Muhammad your friend too? So he didn't answer him.
He said, go away.
Okay. So here, bad humans, good humans. Now, is your rizq written? Your rizq is pre-assigned. Your rizq is pre-assigned. So, it is pre-assigned by Allah. Also, the rich people, they feel when they feel that they don't need Allah. They feel they don't need who?
Allah.
They say we have everything we need. They say we have everything. We have money, we have cars, we have homes. So, why... Why do we need Allah?
For life.
So I mean, many people...
Exactly. We can make dua, and feel, so he can give us things.
Yeah, but they got everything, so when they don't...
So we can go to Jannah.
Well...
Because this is our test, so like, Jannah is the real world.
Yes.
So he can keep blessing us with the...
That's the people who know Allah. They will pray to Allah, even though they're rich, they pray to Allah... to maintain their provisions. Got it? But many people who are rich, they feel self-sufficient. Self-sufficient and satisfied. It's like, I got everything I want. Why would I need Allah? Okay. Now, is your rizq pre-assigned?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yes, your rizq is pre-assigned.
To be born.
Pre-assigned where? In heaven. Before you're born. Your rizq is pre-assigned before?
You're born.
Before you're born. So, your rizq is determined. When you finish your rizq, you die. Right? Mm-hmm. When you finish your rizq, you die. Okay? So, and it's pre-assigned. Rizq is happiness. Happiness is rizq. Having a nice wife is rizq. Having a nice husband is rizq. Having nice kids is rizq. Okay? Having good time is rizq. Able to travel and have fun is risk. Living in security is risk. You're not afraid. You're not scared that a bomb is going to drop in your house. Okay? All these are called... All these are what? Risk. They are pre-assigned in heaven. They are pre-assigned. However, you can decrease them or increase them. How?
By working hard.
No. By thanking Allah, Allah increases your supplies or provisions. By disobeying Allah, Allah holds back your provisions.
But then why did the guy who asked for all the money from Prophet Muhammad, what was his name again?
Thu'aylabah.
Did he ever get things taken away from him after?
No.
But didn't you say that he gets stuff taken away?
Yes. Allah chose... For good people, Allah chooses to punish them in this life, right? So if you get the punishment in this life, you are lucky. Some other people, Allah doesn't punish them in this life. It means they are in trouble. When they get Allah, they will be punished for whatever they haven't repented from or whatever they have done. Got that part right? So there was a hadith that there was a farm, and there was a drought. Farm with drought, and nobody had rain. And then one of the righteous believers of Allah, he heard in heaven the angels saying, "Go, rain, go drop the rain on the farm of X person." So he asked Allah, he prayed to Allah, to reveal to him why this person is getting rain, nobody else isn't. So he went to the guy and asked him. Actually, he didn't ask Allah. He went to the guy and asked him. He said, "I do because if it's anything right that I do, it is I divide the crops into three piles. One pile goes to the poor and needy. And the second pile goes to the land, to maintain the land and to... like,
composer.
Yes, do fertilizers of the land and things like that. And one third I eat. Me and children eat." So now he understood why Allah sent him rain. So that's a reward.
Allah went wrong. You put an extra H.
From what?
What's an N?
Can you do big handwriting? Big handwriting?
I know, I know. Yeah. Just.
You got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in giving people wealth and in not giving other people wealth. Allah knows that some people, when they get rich, they will be spoiled and denounce Islam. And Allah knows that other people, when they become poor, they get mad and denounce Islam. So to make the test easy on the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to make the ones he does the best. He keeps away provisions from the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows provisions will spoil him, and it's the other way around. You got this part right?
Yeah.
Let me explain to you something very important. The rizq is pre-assigned in heaven. You can increase it by doing
good deeds.
And you can decrease it by doing
bad deeds.
Got it? That's for Muslims only. That's for believers only. For believers. The non-believers, usually Allah, you know, gives them, does not punish them in this life, but he rewards them in this life. How? They do something good, they get paid off where?
Jannah.
In this life.
Oh. And that's bad people, right?
Not bad people, like the non-believers, ones who don't believe in Allah.
Okay.
You got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it is predetermined. Now, your sustenance, your shares... Your shares, so people don't have equal shares of wealth after you finish this. And your shares are pre-assigned in heaven.
Oh, I wrote that already.
Okay. Your shares of pain, Allah assigns to you shares of pain and pleasure.
Pleasure.
Okay? The people tend to skip pain. People tend to try to skip pain, right? Even if it is pain worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the best thing to do for pain? The best thing to do is to get your shares of pain through night prayers, through fasting, through sacrifice. Okay? That is the good way of getting your pain, your shares of pain. What if you don't do that? Then Allah will deliver you shares of pain in another way. Maybe diseases, maybe loss of a child, maybe loss of parents, maybe, you know, okay?
But didn't all that happen to the one prophet, I think, I forgot, who lost everything and he was really old and old?
The prophets really get a heart test. We are not even close to this heart test. Heart test that the prophets get. You got this part right?
Yeah.
So, what did I say?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You said that the prophet's tests are much harder than ours.
Okay. So, some people think of themselves smart. They say, when we run out of the pain of fasting, okay, then we got rid of this pain of fasting. So we have less pain. We have what? Less
pain.
Have
more pain, less pain as
well. For example, they run away from fasting, and then they say, we're smart, we have less pain. Actually, they are not smart, because their shares of pain are pre-assigned. Their shares of pain are pre-assigned. If they don't get it in fasting and good deeds, then they get it what?
Sins.
They get it? No, they get it through a disease. They might get it through bad child or bad parents or being orphan or, you know, whatever.
But
whatever.
What would lead to a bad parent or something?
Yeah.
What would?
Alcoholic parent.
No.
Abusive.
What would lead to the parent?
Like, huh?
Like if you don't do good deeds or something, then that'll happen?
No. What I'm saying is that if you run away from the pain of fasting, for example, and think yourself smart, hey, I ran away from this pain and think yourself smart, let me tell you something.
You're stupid.
Let me tell you something. Your shares of pain are pre-assigned. Your shares of pain are pre-assigned.
You can't escape it.
Yeah, exactly. You can't escape it. Your shares are pre-assigned and you can't escape it. Got this part right? Okay. Now, what is happening here about... There are two things. There is something called qada and something called qadar. There is something called qada and something called qadar. The qadar is Allah changes the qadar. Allah changes the qadar. And the final thing goes into called qada. The final thing that takes place is called qada. Okay? So Allah has two books. One book, like the nature is book, like humans are words in this book. Allah says that the book of universe, the book of created universe, my humans are just words in it. And they live from this stage to this stage. You got this part?
Is it a nice story?
So basically... So basically, please. Basically, Allah has how many books?
Oh yeah, there are
two books. This is confusing, so I need you to pay attention. One book is not the final book. One book is called the Book of Qadar. The Book of Qadar, the Book of Qadar, which is the book of the initial design. It's whatever is going to happen initially. Who gets this book?
Allah.
The angels. The angels get this book to execute, to apply whatever Allah has written in these books. like green, like money, like whatever.
Snow, yes.
Snow is awesome.
You got this part right?
Yeah,
so, however, when this thing takes place, it becomes qada. Qada means it's not changeable. Qada means it is the thing that will happen at the end. It is written in another book called the Qada. Okay? Now, the book of Al-Qadr, has, you know, can it change? Can it change by what? Good deeds and bad deeds, right?
Right.
Based on Allah's wisdom. Okay? So, like I said, the guy who gave away one third of his crops for the sake of Allah, his rizq, his rizq provisions, increased. So, in the book where the angels have, they have no rain on this area. No, nobody will receive rain. But because this guy donated one third of his wealth, then Allah changed this qadr into qada, which is he's going to get rain. You got this part?
Cool,
now think of it. Think of it and tell me. Okay. Now think about this and tell me. Here. Think about this and tell me. Why would Allah do that? Why would Allah have two books? The book of Al-Qada and the book of Al-Qadr. And in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah talks about that. So it's not, it's coming from Surah Ar-Ra'd in the Quran. You know Ra'd? Thunder. The chapter of the thunder. Okay, that's Ar-Ra'd. So why would Allah do that? Think with me. Why would Allah have a book that varies and changes and keeps the final book with him? Nobody knows about it. Why?
I don't know.
Think. Why? What's the wisdom?
Falling in the wrong hands.
No.
So that people can.
These books are for the angels. They nobody can touch them. Huh?
So that people can make.
Think of it. Why would Allah want to have a variable book that it changes and then a fixed book that does not change?
Because maybe he wants one of the books to stay the same. So like. We could refer to it at all times, and then another book changes based on like where we
like
are. In...
So that we know why we. I don't know. Yeah.
Why what? you're there.
So
you're
that
there.
We know why we got punished or rewarded.
Okay. Okay. She said because we will know. So your answer is not right. The statement you said is wrong. It's right, but it is not the answer for the question that I does not answer. It's not right answer. Now let me tell you. Let me give you a hint. When Prophet Muhammad, Allah invited him to give him the duty of salah. When did this happen? Isra and Mi'raj. Isra is night journey. Mi'raj is
day journey.
Heaven's journey. Allah, when the Prophet Muhammad went first to Allah, Allah assigned to him how many prayers? 50. 50. So the Prophet got this assignment and he was descending back to earth. So he met Prophet Musa at like third seven heavens or sixth heaven, I don't know. But he met Prophet Musa. So Prophet Musa said, how many prayers Allah have assigned to you? He said 50. He said, okay, your people are not going to be able to do 50. So go back to Allah and ask for relief. So he went back to Allah. Allah dropped it into?
30.
Let's say 30. Let's say 30.
He said
30. 30? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was 25.
Then?
I thought it was 20.
30. Then Prophet Musa, the Prophet was descending back to earth. Prophet Musa met him and he said, no, go ask Allah for reduction. So Allah reduced it, let's say, to 10. I don't know the exact
one.
So when he was descending back, Prophet Musa met him and said, 10 is too much.
Go ask
for a reduction. So he went and asked Allah. So Allah said, 5. And the ones who pray 5, they get the reward of 50.
Yeah.
by multiplying by 10. So you pray 5, you get the reward of 50. This is how generous is Allah. So now, Prophet Muhammad, when he was descending, met Prophet Musa. And Prophet Musa said, it's too much. He said, no, I am shy to ask. Allah, give me 5, and the one who does them, he gets the reward of 50. No, I'm shy to ask for any more.
It would be nice if it was just like...
Now, question. Why did it happen this way? Why didn't Allah assign him 5 prayers from the beginning?
Because
he wanted to see how devoted the people were to...
No.
How?
To test to Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
Because now we can have the reward of 50 prayers.
Not really. That's not the reason.
You didn't feel like it?
No. Think about it.
Maybe he didn't feel like it.
Think about it. Because Allah wants us to know him. Allah wants us to what?
Know him.
You got that part? How do we know Allah? If he assigned 50 from the beginning, 5 from the beginning, would the angels and would the humans recognize the generosity and the kindness of Allah?
No.
But he does it just like, for example, you driving your car in the freeway. And then you're about to get in a car accident. But you turn in the last minute and you avoid that. Why does this happen? If Allah did not intend to give you an accident, why did it happen? Allah wants to show his mercy.
Oh, that makes sense.
To show his mercy. So when you hear the story, you say, how kind is Allah, right? So now... Now, Allah has changed the Qadr book that has 50 prayers and the Qadha book has 5. Because the Qadha book has the final thing. So Allah knows the final thing. But Allah gives this book to the angels so that angels recognize his kindness, and the prophets will tell us about this 50 prayers so that we recognize his
mercy.
Kindness and mercy. Right?
Yeah.
There are other stories like that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us know his mercy and kindness by doing something, okay, and then saving us from it. Like, for example, if Allah you're not praying enough and you're not begging Allah for needs because you're rich, then Allah wants you to wake you up. So Allah will give you something, disease or something. So you cry, and you cry to him, I want recovery. So Allah gives you the diseases and the things like that because he wants you to beg of him. He wants to hear your voice praying to him. You see? So he wants to, and the way to do that is by giving you a problem. Just imagine, if your father does not punish you for doing good, for doing bad things, think of it. What will happen?
Now no, you'll become like a...
Okay. Then you will continue to do
bad things.
Then he is not punishing you. Then your bad things are going to what? Increase and keep going and keep going and keep going. Right? If your dad is wise, then he's going to do what?
I don't know. He'll punish you.
He will punish you so that you stop. He will punish you so that you what?
Stop.
You stop. You got that part?
Yeah.
So Allah is the same thing. Allah, if he wants to
show you pain, then show you mercy, then you will pray to him and want to hear your voice.
What's the last thing that we talk about?
I just read it.
If you do something bad, then Allah wants to hear you pray for him.
Yes, but also when you do something bad, Allah gives you a punishment. Just like a parent.
Right.
If your parent doesn't punish you, then your parent is not wise, right? Yeah. Why? Because he didn't punish you for doing something wrong. Then what's going to happen? You're going to continue doing the wrong things until you ruin yourself and ruin your life. You got this part right?
Yes.
So Allah is wiser than this. Allah is wiser than this. All right? Okay. Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum. Happy birthday.
If you, did you write things about the parent?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Here. That this Allah punishes
you. Okay. If you have a parent who does not punish you for doing wrong things, then you will continue doing more wrong.
Wait, do you have a parent who
does not punish you for doing wrong things? The wrong and do more wrong. Keep doing it and increase the wrong.
Oh, okay.
Then do it and may and increase the wrong to ruin, then you ruin yourself.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I can't erase this.
It's okay.
Increase the wrongdoing. Until...